travel sports and travel competitions are out of control. Let's go to Michelle. Michelle, how much are you spending a year on travel sports, and what's the sport?
The sport is soccer, and we spend over $5,000.
Oh, wow. And that's for one kid?
For one kid, one season.
Yes, that is for one kid. He is 12. And this is, we spend a lot more because this is not your regular travel. We are actually traveling out of state almost every weekend.
Why?
To play.
Why?
Is he really good?
He is, not just because I'm his mom.
Right.
He is good and he loves it. This is why he chose. We never, put this on him. He chose. He loves it. He loves his teammates. And one of the things I was thinking when Katie was saying, why do we do this? One of the reasons why, I have another son who's about to graduate high school, and he's been also playing soccer since he was 5. The community, and it kind of, sometimes it keeps kids out of trouble.
Sure, I get that. With sports,
you don't have time to, to do anything else. We practice 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. We traveled to South Carolina last weekend. Then we were in Wilson, and then we're back to South Carolina this weekend.
Wow. Yeah, no, I mean, if your kid's into it, I don't understand, like, if your kid's good and you can't afford it.
Yeah,
are there programs
for
that? Do you know?
Yes, there are. And I will say that the league that he is in, there are scholarships that you can apply, and you can get the tuition paid for.
Okay. Well, that's good, at least. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate it.
And I like to hear that it's that it's fair in the sense that, like, we can all say, yeah, I really want to. I could tell my parents 1,000 times there were things I really wanted to do.
$5,000 a year on one kid.
You can play when you're in sixth grade.
Yeah. Wait, the school team.
I pray every weekend that it's a home game. I hate traveling. It's just, I wouldn't want to do all that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, it just takes up everything. And I'll tell you one thing. The kids might stay out of trouble, but it makes the parents want to fist fight. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is 10-year-old soccer. What are you doing?
And I've heard some stories, some of these travel sports where the parents start hooking up.
Well, I don't even forget that. I'm too exhausted to even think about that. Too exhausted to even think about it. My biggest gripe is thinking, I work 5 damn days a week.
Right.
And then the 2 days I'm in the car here, there, and everywhere and try to figure out what the hell to do in between from a 10 o'clock game to a 7 p.m. Nothing.
And heaven forbid your kid doesn't even play.
Do you remember I called the girl on the other team, Karen, and the husband came over yelling at me and flipping that ball.
Yeah.
They had to stop the entire baseball game to almost break up a fight. I'm just not doing that anymore.
It's not worth it.
You're going to be there because you're doing it now with Everly. Let's go to Phyllis. Phyllis, how much do you spend a year on travel sports, and what is it?
Probably around between
$12,000 to $15,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Gymnastics is expensive.
Yeah, and because, like, one trip sometimes can be about $6,000. That is if your kid is good. Not just, trying to pay off the judges and stuff, but... No, it's
your
kid is good.
Okay, can you walk me through? Okay, you said how much again? I'm sorry.
$12,000 to $15,000.
Yeah.
So, what are you paying for? Are you flying everywhere you're going?
Not always. One kid had to go to Italy. So, he had to fly. Yeah,
had to go to Italy.
Well, I mean, if they're going to do that, I'll sign up.
Yeah,
I'll get the scholarship.
Because they were on Team USA.
Oh, okay.
That's big.
All right, now we're talking like a different league.
Yeah, you're doing that, and you need to be doing it.
Sure.
Is your child, you think, pretty good? Like, you think there's Olympics in the future or college?
Yes.
Okay, well, you are in the minority. I'm sorry. You are. You are.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's great.
Yeah, and I'm also harvesting organs to be able to find, finances. Just kidding. No, I'm not.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm not. I'm just kidding.
No, Phyllis, no, I get it. Good luck with your kid. That's quite the commitment.
And you were saying, Katie, is there ways of getting a scholarship?
Yeah.
There are ways of getting a scholarship. It's a big pain in the butt. It's not easy. And the scholarship covers the tuition, not always the travel cost.
Sure.
That's
sure.
where the expense is, the travel.
So it's kind of, you got to have money.
Yep.
I mean, I do know with certain athletes, especially in basketball, if they're in the AAU circuit and they're, have some college aspirations, they're not paying for anything.
Mm-hmm.
The coaches will make sure they're paid for.
Oh, if they have potential to be.
Yeah, they're going to be a Division I athlete. They're like, we got you.
But at what age does that start?
Ooh, AAU. I played AAU, believe it or not. It was the B team, though. When I was 15, it starts way before that.
Okay.
But it gets real serious in high school, middle and high school.
Yep.
Let's go to Brandy. Brandy, tell us about your travel sports and how much are you spending?
Okay, so it's not my kids, but y'all know my husband's a wrestler. So we travel every weekend, and we are somewhere every weekend, and it does get pretty pricey. Sometimes the promoters will pay for hotels and travel and things like that, but and he does get paid for the shows when he goes, and it just leads to more opportunities. So, like, at first I was kind of like, oh, my gosh, because I'm like, Katie, I work 5 days a week. So by the weekend, I'm like, gosh, I just want to stay home. And he's like, oh, we're going halfway across the country this weekend. And it's like, oh, my God. Like, you know, but now that I see him living his dream and, you know, he makes money doing it and he loves doing it. He's been doing it for 10 years. So it makes it worth it. And then you get to see parts of the world and then my kids get to see different parts of the world and things like that. So it makes it worth it. But
is that that's his job, though, right, Brandy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's a little bit different.
Oh, I know
in
who
the
this
sense.
Is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brandy.
Okay. AML Brandy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And let's go to Sherry. Sherry, what travel sports are you doing with your kids, and how much are you spending?
So we do AAU track and field, and we spend anywhere from like $2,000 to $8,000, depending on how far she goes.
And that's just one kid. I mean, we're talking about one kid. Mm-hmm. No one's talking about two kids, three kids, four kids. Wow.
Yeah, one kid, and yeah, that's crazy.
It is crazy. My dad, I remember he went to a wrestling tournament of my brother's. Abe was an all-state, ended up being an all-state wrestler and was going to wrestle in college until he got hurt. But and my dad wrestled in college. But anyway, he was there, and it's so intense. It's all day long. He has a bad back. He's had all these surgeries. And my dad is filming the match.
Yeah.
And he's having a heart attack at the same time.
Right.
He didn't know it.
Right.
And so we have this footage of the camera just shaking.
Oh, my God.
It's like
shaking.
The ultimate sacrifice.
And then my brother knew something was wrong afterwards when the whole tournament. He stayed. My dad, of course, stayed. And then afterwards, my brother was like, something was wrong when my dad was like, hey, Abe, you want to drive home? Because he was 17. My dad didn't let anyone drive. And we're like, something's wrong. And he went home and, you know, old school dad, I'm fine.
It's fine.
That's how much stress these sports
go. He's like, he was really into it. He was so proud of Abe, you know, his wrestling.
I mean, it's anxious. I bet you that had something to do with it.
Yes.
And I have tried. Everly begs me to film her scoring a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Begs me.
Yeah.
And every time I do it, I miss, and the phone goes down. I feel my legs in this.
Yeah,
true.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times I'm like, oh, I just missed it. I better go over there. And by the time I get over there, she scores. She got 5 goals in one game last
year. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
2 of them I got. That's the first all year.
Yeah. So or you're cheering and you're not even filming the goal.
Right.
Yeah. But at least you're seeing it. You know what I mean?
Not really.
Because you're paying attention to your phone.
They got to have somebody just film all the games.
They must.
They got to.
Baseball they do now with video. Soccer they do.
And I know they do with flag football too because they'll send out certain things.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, baseball you can see it live from anywhere in the country. You can hear them and everything. You stop. You can film. You can go to a play. Not so much on the other ones.
Wow.
So travel sports, you know, if you enjoy it, you enjoy it. If you can afford it, you can afford it. If you're killing yourself for it and your kid's not into it, maybe.
Or have heart attacks.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Maybe do something else.
Like staying in nice hotels. I know my hotel is nice when I'm checking in, and it's the one where all the kids' teams are staying that weekend. Kids travel a lot for being non-professional athletes. I never even thought to sit my parents down at that young of an age and just be like, Mom, Dad, we gotta hit the road. If you believe in me like you say you do. Then you'll be excited to take the only 2 days off of work you get per week and travel to a different part of the country and watch me lose by more than you thought possible. Uh-huh. Yep. You also might have to develop a drinking habit with the parents in the hotel lobby late at night as you criticize the coach for their decision-making.
Always.
So true.
There's no way it was your kid's fault. Because they have your genes, and you almost played varsity 2 times.